My name is Nadine Sachko-Su. I was born and raised in Arcadia, California, and I've lived here ever since. Like, I never left. I am a Nisei, but remember our conversation? That was kind of, yeah, my grandfather was actually born here in the States, but he did go back to Japan and marry, and had my dad in Japan. And Kumamoto. So, and then my dad came here and met my mom. So, I'm a Nisei-ish.
Right, somewhere between Nisei or depending on how you want to count it.
Nisei and a half.
So let's get into sort of your background in cars. And so, how did you? I mean, what is sort of your earliest memory of being interested or fascinated with cars?
My dad was very into F1. He would read magazines on the toilet of F1 cars. Like, it'd be F1 magazines on the toilet. So then I'd be in the bathroom, and then I would read his magazines, and I'm like, oh, look at these cars. That's kind of cool. And, you know, put them away. And I think it was kind of always in the back of my mind. And then he would always watch F1, and I'd sit down and watch it with him. And it was just something that we would do. And then later I met a lot of people who were into cars, and I would go with them to the street races in Ontario. So this was much later, like probably when I was in ninth grade or something. And we would go to the street races, and I loved it. And there was a woman street racer named Kimbo, and she was one of the only females drag racing her Honda Civic. And she really inspired me, and I'm just like, oh gosh, that's so cool. Like, she doesn't always win, but she's out there giving it her all, and she's very brave. So I was like, oh, you know, one day I really want to do this. I want to be like her. And so I got my driver's license and immediately started fixing up my car and modifying it and going to Kinokuniya and buying option magazines, which is, they have like lots of cars from Japan that inspired me to fix up my 240. And I happened just by chance to get a 240 as the first car. Like, a cousin sold it to me for like $500. It was not my preference. I thought it was a terrible car. And then I opened up an Option 2 magazine from Kinokuniya, and it was like my car all over it. And I go, oh, I have like the best car for drifting. And I had no idea. So I was going to sell it and get a Honda, but I changed my mind, and I just stuck with the 240.
And what year was it?
1989. It's a is. I still have it.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
Early 90s would have also been kind of the heyday of the import car scene.
Mm-hmm.
In the
yes.
The imports.
Yes.
Things that were basically off the streets but more organized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then eventually you would have the show-offs and other car shows and car meets. Were you involved in that part of the scene as well?
Yes. I would go to Battle of Imports, actually with my girlfriends. We would have fun there. And also Pomona, they would do drag racing, just practice. And I would go to that. And actually, that's where I had my first race, like where I took my own car, was the Pomona Raceway. And then I would go to Ken Miyoshi's import show-offs all the time. I love looking at all those cars. Yeah, so in terms of mods for my 240, the first thing you have to do is lower the car. I didn't have any money, so I cut my stock springs to lower my car, made a huge mistake, lowered it too much, got wheels. So like, I think like suspension and wheels was like, you have to have, that's kind of the base, the default. And then you get into stickers. And then you get into mufflers to make your car sound good. And that's kind of where I was hovering for a long time, because I know my story is a little bit unique because I came from loving car shows, but also loving races. So when I initially built my car, it was for car shows. And then I realized, oh geez, I can race this car too, but it was automatic. And then I'm like, well, I'll just try automatic, but I think I need to change this car to stick. So then later I met Benson, and I was into drifting. My car was still automatic. I got to swap this out. So we actually swapped our engines with a Japanese, it's called a SR20 DET, and it's basically a 240 in Japan is a 180. So it's a 180SX engine. So I put the engine that should be in my car Because, you know, in the USA, you get these crappy truck engines instead of the turbo engines. So we swapped that, and I made my car 5-speed, and that was, like, the best thing. And then after that, I built the car for race, for drift. And then that's kind of where the other piece of the pie is for me.
Yeah.
But I've always been known to have a beautiful-looking show car that also is a race car. And that's kind of unique for me because many people just build their car with one thing in mind,
right.
Not both.
Right.
And I was always kind of,
try to do both, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's get into this. How, so you know, you kind of explained how you first got into racing, but then how did you specifically get into drifting? And actually before you get there,
mm-hmm.
just for the benefit of our audience here, can you just define what drifting is and what makes it different than other forms of car racing?
Drifting is sliding your car so it looks out of control, but you're in control 100%. It's something that people associate with ice skating, like ice skating your car.
Mm-hmm.
What's different from drifting than regular racing is it's not time-based. It is style-based. It's very subjective. So if you go into drifting competitions, many times it's in the eye of the beholder who's the winner. It's not necessarily like a time. It's a score from a panel of judges. And what one judge may like, the other may not. So it's still a technical sport because there are certain things you have to do to score points in competition, but it's a beautiful, it's an art. And it's so much more interesting to watch than drag racing, because drag racing is just, it's over in a few seconds, and then you just have a time, and that's it. It's very cut and dry, black and white. But drifting is, it's an art, and it's subjective, and what one person thinks is an amazing slide, the other one may think differently.
What was your introduction to drifting, and what about it clearly kind of captured your imagination?
So my introduction to drifting was through the magazines at Kinokuniya, but it was really funny because I didn't know what I was looking at. And so I saw it and I read the magazine and the cars were this way. They were kind of sliding and it was action shots of the cars. And I'm like, why do they keep taking pictures of them? And I didn't know. I didn't know what I was looking at, but I was like, oh, that's cool, but I like his wheels. And then I met Benson at a 240SX owners club meeting. And then he turned me on to option videos instead of option magazines, but they're videos at Kinokuniya. And then we started watching the videos and I'm like, oh, that's what drifting is. And he introduced me to that. And eventually we started going to the mountains and racing our cars in the mountains, but that was more just like grip driving, that wasn't drifting, but we were drifting somewhere in the mountains a little bit. And then they started having sanctioned drifting events here, and that's when Benson invited me to go watch him. But I was like, you know what, I'll just bring my car because I have the perfect car, like the Honda Civic of the drifting, you know, because in Honda Civics, they were great for the drag racing and the car shows. In drifting, you have to have a 240 or a Hachiroku, like a Toyota Corolla. Like, those are the quintessential cars to have.
Why?
Those are the cars that our founding fathers of drifting, like our founding father of drifting, founded drifting in a Toyota Corolla back in Japan in the 80s. And so, number one. Number two came later in 1989 with the Nissan 240, and that also in Japan, the earliest drifting competitions and videos, the 240 was there. And those were like the main two cars that you would just see all the time in the videos. And the 240 is much easier to drift than a Corolla.
Right. I was going to ask, is there something inherent to the design of the car, sort of its chassis is built, handling,
yeah,
that makes them particularly good for drifting?
I think the wheelbase and the fact that it's rear-wheel driven and it's nimble and light all play into that, definitely.
So, you know, as you were saying, when drifting first came up to Southern California, it was mostly being done kind of like unsanctioned off the books, up the mountains.
That's
so
right.
So what were the main areas that people would go to drift up there?
Well, see, The drifting, a lot of people would just drift on the streets. Like, if you're talking about drifting only, there's a lot of people that would drift in the street wherever they could find a turn where there was no one around at night. So there wasn't really any, because see, drag racing, it was very like organized chaos because everyone knew where to go. But with drifting, it's kind of like people just make up, find a street and go with maybe two friends. So that's what also is very different about drifting, is we were just trying to slide anywhere we could. We'd find a parking lot, a street in the industrial area. So that was mainly the place where you would see the illegal drifting. But that was very short-lived because there was like Motomiwa of Drift Association. He founded Drift Days very, very early. I think 2001? Was it 2001, Honey Bunny? Moto? I think the very first Drift Day was like 2001. And yeah, like he did Drift Days at Irwindale Speedway in the parking lot. And that was, that's, so he got the drifting off the street. And Moto was a big organizer of Corolla Owners Club called Club 4AG. And Moto was very, very important because he brought drifting off the street and onto the track.
And what was the importance of making that transition?
Because it's dangerous, and I think drifting could not ever be where it is today in the United States if it wasn't a legitimized motorsport, and I think it's always struggled to be. So the sooner we got it off the street, the more likely it would become a more legitimate motorsport. Because now it's a professional, there's a professional series called Formula Drift, and Toyota backs my friend, who is a driver. So it's like, you know, then you have the big sponsors coming in, and it's a sport that you can make a career out of.